Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shereen, speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, her first name is Aaliyah and last name Williams.
Okay, and phone number?
Yes, 347-360-4657.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
All right, Aaliyah, she's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Aaliyah?
Hi, yes, this is me.
Hi, this is Shereen, and I will be further assisting you on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
Okay. I'm all right, and yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
1-8-1999.
What month?
January
8th, 1999?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
It is May 2022.
2022, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
Now I'm fine. I'm cancer-free.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Well, I will try to make this as quick as possible, and I'm going to go ahead and ask you all the required questions. Do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo? Did they tell you that it was Depo that you were using?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the month and year that you started using Depo?
I started using it in August 2018.
August 2018, and when did you stop using Depo?
Yes, around November 2021.
November 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then your first name, is it A-A-L-I-Y-A-H?
Yes.
And last name, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
Yes.
And what is your social?
087-88-0002.
Okay. And then for your email, I have your first name, mw8@gmail.com.
Yes.
And for your phone number, I have 347-360-4657.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell phone.
Cell phone. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yes, 1491 Townsend Court.
Town
Hampton,
Center.
George. Townsend. So T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D.
And then you said court?
Yes.
Okay. And then what city is that? I'm sorry.
Hampton.
Hampton, Georgia?
Yes.
Zip code 30228.
Yes.
And then is there an apartment number at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then do you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, what other cancer were you diagnosed with?
Oh, no, by prior, I thought she was talking about the meningioma.
Okay.
No, I don't have any prior
cancer
diagnosis.
Thank God. Can I get the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
Okay, I was diagnosed at Piedmont Fayette.
You said Piedmont?
Yes, Piedmont Fayette.
Is that in Atlanta, Georgia?
That's in Fayetteville, Georgia.
Can you spell? Oh, okay. Fayette, Georgia? Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, yes.
Okay, so I have Piedmont,
Fayette.
And then the address I have for this facility is 1255 Highway 54 West in Fayetteville, Georgia, zip code 30214.
Correct.
And then is this the same facility of where you were treated?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and write that down. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Evan Johnson.
Dr. Evan Johnson. And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the facility where you received your depot shots?
Okay. I have the address.
Okay, yeah, let me get the address. Maybe I'll be able to find it.
Okay, 1058 Bear Creek Boulevard.
Can you spell the street name for me?
B-E-A-R, Bear, and then space, Creek.
Oh, Bear Creek Boulevard.
Yes.
Okay, is it primary care or is it ALO Health?
It's primary care.
Primary care. Okay, let's see. Oh, it's called ALO Health Primary Care at Hampton. Does that sound correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then the address I have is 1058 Bear Creek Boulevard, Hampton, Georgia, zip code 30228.
Yes.
Okay. And then the facility phone number I have 770-268-4011.
You said 268. Yes, correct.
And then can I get the name of the doctor that prescribed you the depot shot?
Simone Phillips.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Simone Phillips.
Simone Phillips.
Yes, S-E-M-O-N.
Okay, I have, I think I found it. Dr. Simone Phillips. Simone, spell S-E-M-O-N-E, Philip?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add?
Not necessarily. I mean, the only thing that I still currently deal with during today is that I get really bad headaches and that my period is still irregular.
And your period is still what? I'm sorry. It's a little bit hard to hear
it's
you.
It's irregular.
Your period is still
I'm sorry.
Irregular.
Can you hear that now?
No, it's okay. You're fine. I do want to say I'm very, very sorry to hear that, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best. I know it's really annoying to go through.
Right, especially when I've recently been trying to have a baby. It's been so hard.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm wishing you nothing but the best, and I hope you were able to have your baby. We're almost done here. Okay, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't at the moment because I am at work.
No
is
worries.
Is it possible that I could... Okay.
No worries. Does the hospital have those records? Can you confirm that they have them?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And then if you were to provide these medical records, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes, she does.
Does live with you. And who is she to you?
My mother.
Mother?
Yes.
And can I get your mother's phone number, please?
347-607-5892.
Okay. And then you said she lives with you, so you guys have the same address, correct?
Yes.
And then, can you spell your mother's first name for me, please?
Yes, capital T-A-M-I-K-A. Brown.
Tamika?
Yes.
And you said last name Brown as the color?
Yes, that's the color.
Okay. And then do you have your mother's email by chance or no?
Yes, browntamika26@gmail.com. Can I put on a brief hold just for 1 second?
Yeah, no worries.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. So you don't already have an attorney. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around May 1st, 2022. I have your date of birth as January 8th, 1999. You did use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera. Within 1 year, you can confirm that you've had 4 injections, and you started using Depo roughly around August 1st, 2018, and you stopped using it roughly around November 1st, 2021. I have your first name as Aaliyah, spelled A-A-L-I-Y-A-H, last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. I have your social as 087-880002. I have your email as aaliyahmw8@gmail.com, and I have your cell phone number as 347-360-4657. I have your address as 1491 Townsend Court in Hampton, Georgia, zip code 30228. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Evan Johnson. That is at Piedmont Fayette. The address I have for the facility is 1255 Highway 54 West in Fayetteville, Georgia, zip code 30214. And the facility phone number I have is 770-719-7000. In regards to the doctor that prescribed you the Depo was Dr. Simone Phillip. You received your Depo shots at Alo Health, primary care at Hampton. I have the address as 1058 Beer Creek Boulevard in Hampton, Georgia, zip code 30228. And I have the facility phone number as 770-268-4011. In regards to medical records, if you were to provide them, you can provide them electronically. In regards to medical notes, I know that you still deal with headaches and your period is still irregular. And in regards to your emergency contact, I have your mother that lives with you. Her name is Tamika, spelled T-A-M-I-K-A, last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N. I have her phone number as 347-607-5892. I have her email as browntamika26@gmail.com. And I have her address as 1491 Townsend Court, Hampton, Georgia, zip code 30228. Does all that sound correct?
Yes, correct.
Anything you'd like me to change?
No.
Okay. So the system's going to go ahead and generate these documents. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I just need a couple signatures from you.
Okay.
Should take about 30 seconds or so to sign. It's super easy. So on the text, it'll say DocuSign, and I believe it should have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and then there should be a link as well.
Okay, DocuSign, Shireen, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link, and then you're going to accept or agree to electronic records and signature, and then it's going to prompt you to all the spots that you need to sign. Once you're done, it'll say finish on the bottom, and you'll hit finish, and then let me know once you're done or if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm done signing.
Okay, let me check on my end to see if I received it. Okay, perfect. I just received them. Okay, so with that being said, the way this process is going to work is the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are, to verify the case with you. It's just a couple-minute phone call just to verify all the information that we went over on the phone. With that being said, please be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. What I also went ahead and did was I just sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. That is going to be my main point of contact in the meantime until the attorneys reach you. And Aliyah, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm happy to hear that you're doing well and you're cancer-free now, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you. And I know it wasn't easy to, you know, speak about your past on the phone, especially with a stranger that you don't know, but I do want to thank you so much for sharing all this information with me, and I'm wishing you nothing but the best, okay?
No problem. Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.